I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. In the social turmoil of the 1960s and 70s, four Seattle political activists came of age. Roberto Maestas from the Latino community, Bernie Whitebear led Native American activists, Bob Santos with the Asian community, and African-American leader Larry Gossett. They started out with street protests and sit-ins, but the four eventually led social service groups in their respective communities, and together they formed an unusual partnership. It's the subject of a new book co-written by Bob Santos called Gang of Four, Four Leaders, Four Communities, One Friendship. Roberto Maestas and Bernie Whitebear have died. Larry Gossett is 70. Bob Santos is 81. Recently, I spoke with Larry Gossett and Bob Santos. First, I wanted to learn how they became social activists. For Filipino-American Bob Santos, it began back in 1942. He was in the first grade.
All my Japanese-American schoolmates were rounded up and placed on buses and taken to concentration camps. Now, we were at war with Japan, Italy, and Germany, but none of the German kids or the Italian kids were rounded up and put in concentration camps. We're thinking there's something different here, you know? And we Asian kids who didn't have to go to camp, we were traumatized by people in the neighborhood or when you get on a bus, people call us Japs, the enemy, so-called enemy. We learned this, the difference in cultures and nationalities very early on. So we used to wear these buttons during the war. I am Filipino, I am Chinese. Not that we were proud to be Filipino, but we didn't want to be mistaken for Japanese. Mm.
From that spark, Bob Santos went on to a life of activism. Larry Gossett was born in a segregated wing of a Seattle clinic. His social conscience really bloomed when he worked for the federal program VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America. It was kind of a domestic peace corps. Larry Gossett was sent to Harlem.
It was the highest concentration of African people in the world community. I learned all this while I was there. But it incensed and enraged me, the level of poverty, the level of drug addiction. However, I got there, fortunately, I think for myself, 1 week before Stokely Carmichael enunciated a new and extremely powerful phrase, Black Power. And within 3 or 4 months being in New York City, I became a Black Power advocate, and nothing has been able to change me since.
Larry Gossett became a Black Power leader in Seattle, along with Bob Santos, Roberto Maestas, and Bernie Whitebear. They assumed leadership roles in their respective communities on a range of issues, from keeping the kingdom from infringing on the International District, Native American fishing rights, securing contracts for minority businesses on government jobs. Roberto Maestas was instrumental in creating Central de la Raza Community Center, and Bernie Whitebear led an occupation at Fort Lawton in Magnolia that led to the creation of the Daybreak Star Cultural Center. The four activists often crossed paths. When Larry Gossett led a student sit-in at a local high school after two girls were kicked out for wearing Afro hairdos, future Latino American leader Roberto Maestas was the only schoolteacher to stop by and talk with the demonstrators. When Larry Gossett couldn't get a black church to host a meeting of the Black Student Union, he went to a community center in the Central District run by Bob Santos.
And immediately when I went in there with two other brothers, he was really nice. He said, of course y'all can meet in here. Of course you can meet every week. We got real excited. He provided the place for the Black Student Union. And we forgot to mention how much money we had, so that was beneficial to pay the rent.
They were doing the Lord's work.
By the 1980s, Larry Gossett, Bob Santos, Bernie Whitebear, and Roberto Maestas had become leaders in their respective communities. Bob Santos.
The four of us were hired by our board of directors to be executive directors of our nonprofits.
Yeah.
So there's four guys, the four amigos, the gang of four.
And they began to realize how city officials were playing off each ethnic group against the other. Bob Santos.
And the city would have a little pot of money out there, and each of us, Interim, Camp, El Centro, and United Indians, we'd bring our troops to the City Council Finance Committee meetings because we would be in competition for that little pot of money that the city put out there. And you have to go back in your mind to think about Bernie bringing the drummers who were doing their drums out in the lobby of the City Council, and the whole building would shake. And Roberto would bring his 100 people down there, and he would testify in Spanish. Larry would bring his folks down. They had these silkscreen T-shirts with the fist, the Black Power fist. And the Asians, we were there. We brought hanbao for the city council members. Right. We were a little more political.
So the Gang of Four, Bob Santos with the International District Improvement Association, Roberto Maestas with El Centro de la Raza, Bernie Whitebears, the United Indians of All Tribes Foundation, and Larry Gossett with the Central Area Motivation Program learned that by working together, they could increase the pot of funding. In 1984 and 1988, the Gang of Four lined up behind presidential candidate Jesse Jackson, who ran for president under the banner of the Multicultural Alliance, the Rainbow Coalition. Larry Gossett.
And it again showed us the power of unity. Jesse got 19% of the vote in a state that was only 3% black. We said, wow, through focused discipline, progressive political organizing, we can make a difference. And Jesse was really amazed. He actually came out here and called Washington State the most rainbow state in the Union.
The organizations led by the Gang of Four are now well established. Bob Santos.
We were so successful with the Gang of Four in generating resources to run our individual programs, and they're still building. In the early 70s, we start the health clinic with five health professionals with a $95,000 budget. Today, they have over 200 health professionals working in the ID clinic.
Incredible.
With a $30 million budget. So we created this kind of stuff. But today, the young people don't have that kind of a goal to latch on to. The old days, we'd make a phone call, we'd get 300 people on the street, and we'd be out there busting down doors or getting arrested or something. They don't do that today.
Bob Santos, international district activist and co-author of Gang of Four, Four Leaders, Four Communities, One Friendship. You also heard from another member of the Gang of Four, Larry Gossett. Larry Gossett is now a King County Council member. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.